January 17th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "You must be aware then, my children, that in many instances, business dealings, personal relationships alike, you are not dealing with the people involved, but with the principalities of darkness, which have taken charge by way of their influence. This is why you have the breakdown of governments and why false information has become the norm in the direction of my dealings. Trials in personal communications have affected the day-to-day events that used to be easily accomplished. Truth has been the victim. Do not be afraid to question one another or to review the actions of others in light of what I am telling you today. Take nothing for granted, but verify even the simplest details of any transaction. It is not that people deliberately misuse the present moment. Most do not recognize Satan's influence over them. Therein lies the problem. You must be warriors of the truth, holding high the standard of truth." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.